A financial giant in trouble as we look back on the collapse of another big bank.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Swiss bank UBS warned today about a possible quarterly loss, all because of a rogue trader who racked up almost $2 billion in losses at its investment bank. The news comes on the third anniversary of another financial firm, Lehman Brothers, filing for bankruptcy, a huge jolt that sent Wall Street bankers scrambling for help. Phil Angelides chaired the congressional panel called the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, and he's with us now. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
3 years from the banking collapse, and it seems like the recovery sort of stalled. As far as the financial system goes and how that relates to people like you and me, where are we?
Well, I think one of the things that's been most, I think, disturbing to the American people is that there's been very little consequence for Wall Street while the rest of the nation has suffered. We've got 24 million people out of work, can't find full-time work. But meanwhile, Wall Street's barely skipped a beat. So it's quite a remarkable story, a sad story here about how Wall Street survived and thrived and the rest of the country has suffered greatly.
There's no doubt the economy's in the tank. Do new regulations, you think, on banks and in the financial sector threaten to do more harm than good?
I don't believe so. From the 1930s through the beginning of the 90s, we had a regulated and stable financial sector, and we had strong economic growth in this country. I think the right thing for the American economy, in many respects, the financial system is the heart of the economy. It's not the place you want, you know, arrhythmia. It's not the place where you want the heart racing. You want stability.
So if we spend too much time looking back at what happened 3 years ago, I mean, do we risk not heading off the next collapse? Or like we're not paying attention? Is that what's happening now with the European debt crisis?
First of all, the crisis isn't over. In America and in Europe, we now find our economies buried by the debt created by the rampant speculation of the decade that went before us. What we've got to do is we've got to understand history. We got to right the wrongs of what occurred. But most importantly, we need to build an economy that's about Americans and jobs, not about a casino on Wall Street. And those are the fundamental steps we need to take if we're going to get back on the road to success.
Former Chairman Phil Angelides of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are higher at the moment. Here in the U.S., more people filed for unemployment benefits last week, up 11,000 from the week before. The government also reported people paid more for things like gas and food. Consumer prices rose by 0.4% in August, raising fears of inflation. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 140 points to end the day at 11,246. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner heads to Poland tomorrow. He's going to meet with European finance ministers who are gathering to sort out the continent's debt crisis. But what does the U.S. bring to the table? From Washington, here's Marketplace's David Gura.
The U.S. can play at least two roles. Alexei Montserrat is with the Atlantic Council.
One is to be supportive publicly of what it is that Europe is doing. And the second is to work closely with them strategically, so that both the U.S. and Europe are pulling in the same direction.
And the U.S. brings something else to the table, experience. After all, it's already been through a financial crisis. Jacob Kierkegaard is a fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, and he says the U.S. should be helpful, but it also needs to be careful.
In these situations where essentially you are dealing with what, as I would argue, is a domestic policy issue in Europe, it's very difficult for an outside government to be too lecturing.
Kierkegaard says Tim Geithner can play the role of the adult in the room.
That says, you know, now Europe, you really have to, you know, step up and do what is necessary.
Even if the U.S. is having trouble doing that here at home. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. And by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com.
Internet deal giant Groupon is likely to go public within the next couple of months. The New York Times says an initial public offering, or IPO, could come as soon as October. But other tech companies are still waiting out the economic storm. Max Wolf watches the tech sector for Greencrest Capital. He's with us now. Max, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. All this uncertainty we have in the market, why would a company want to push ahead with an IPO?
Well, there's certainly always the financial angle on an IPO. Companies do want the money. They also want to prove out that they can pass muster. And there's a lot of hope in the tech sector, particularly for the high flyers, that they're going to be vindicated with high multiples and mass excitement once they're out there and the restrictions are lifted on them talking about their future and their present prospects.
Who are the high flyers?
Well, I think we're looking at a Zynga. We're looking at a Facebook. We're looking at a Groupon. We're looking at a Living Social, probably not too far behind the pack there.
Well, Max, you mentioned Facebook and Zynga. I mean, do you think we're going to be seeing a cooling effect in the tech IPO market because of the lousy economy?
I think that the entire economy has been affected by both the unusual volatility and sort of sharp, violent sideways actions we've seen in the market, in addition to which I think we've also seen the euro crisis go from being something people hoped was manageable to something that keeps erupting in increasingly disastrous bursts. All that being said, I think that the crop of best of coming out to the market now in the social media and the sort of new media space will be very successful. I think the bigger question is, are there other companies of that size, scale, and profitability behind them? And that's a question that remains to be answered by the forward progress of time.
Max Wolf with Greencrest Capital. Max, thank you.
Always my pleasure. Thank you.
Finally, a Danish luxury company is marketing a solid gold 18-carat cell phone. It's selling for $57,000. It'll make phone calls, sure, but forget about playing Angry Birds. It doesn't come with games, GPS, or even email. Good news? At more than $1,800 an ounce, you can melt it down if you need the money later on. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
We need health care and we need jobs, right? So build more hospitals?
We can employ tens of thousands of people for 40 or 50 years. And they would make as much sense as building redundant hospital capacity.
Maybe not. I'm Kai Rizdahl, healthcare and hired hands, next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, that's American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.